Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. I'll tell you, the only thing that can keep me away from the Annapolis Film Festival that opens tonight is Powerball. I bought my tickets, but I haven't checked them yet, so that is the next thing on my to-do list this morning. But first, we do need to get through the news, so shall we? In Maryland's fiscal developments, lawmakers reached a compromise on a $63 billion budget plan. The plan, which begins on July 1st, proposes raising about $250 million in new revenue, mainly through increased tobacco taxes and fees on vehicles, including rideshares and electric vehicles. So much for saving a ton on gas. That's what happens when the legislators forget that EVs don't pay a gas tax. Anyhow, this budget does aim to partially address the state's impending budget deficits. Notably absent are additional corporate taxes and broad-based personal income tax and sales tax changes. The agreement also promises full funding for the Blueprint for Maryland's Future through the 2027 fiscal year. Sounds a little bit to me like kick the can down the road until the next session. The Baltimore port situation saw progress with the opening of a second temporary channel to bypass the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, allowing some marine traffic through. Governor Wes Moore highlighted the continuing salvage efforts complicated by rough weather. Federal and state responses include economic support for affected businesses, with President Biden pledging full funding for the bridge's rebuild. A third channel is in the works to facilitate larger vessels, and I'll say they really are making progress considering the scope of this project. AMFM has announced the first edition of their wildly popular In the Vein Of series. In the Vein Of the Police is set for June 17th at Ramshead on Stage in Annapolis, with tickets now available at $30 apiece. Ramsheadonstage.com is where you want to go for those. This event does celebrate the police's music, featuring local artists like Aiden Ewald, Troll Tribe, Mosaic, and more. They're each going to perform a song by the police and then an original piece inspired by the police. Boy, that's sort of tough to say. Anyhow, proceeds will support the Annapolis Musicians Fund for Musicians. In Annapolis, a rare celestial event is anticipated on Monday, and Watermark is taking out the Harbor Queen for a 90-minute solar eclipse cruise on April 8th. This unique experience is going to offer a view of the moon covering 88% of the sun right here, complete with themed music, cocktails, and essential eclipse viewing glasses for your safety. We do have a link to grab some tickets at ionannapolis.net. Here's some podcast stuff for you. Up this weekend on the Local Business Spotlight, we're going to be chatting with Audrey from the Inner West Street Association. And yesterday, we dropped a hilarious podcast with Jim Norton, who will be at Ramshead on Stage on Saturday the 13th. But let me warn you, if you didn't listen to it yet, it has an explicit label on it, and there is fair warning. So if you have little kids in the car or are offended by bad language, you might want to skip this one. If not, listen on. That will be one fantastic show, and I have two pairs of tickets to see it if you'd like to go. You know the drill. Get in touch with me. I may pick you. And in closing, one of the best ways to keep up on the local news is the Daily News Recap email. It goes out at 7 p.m. 365 days a year. It is free and paywall free. And here is a link right here in the show notes for you to sign up if you aren't. And please do me a favor, let your friends, family, and colleagues all know about it as well. All right, that's a wrap. As always, thank you for being you, and a thank you to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief: Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to sit back, because we have George from DCMDVA Weather with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find. And because it's Thursday, Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace is here with your Annapolis Makerspace Maker Minutes. All of that's coming right up, so hang tight.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedix is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedix services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedix is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedix in Severna Park or Latham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedix at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedix.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Thursday, April 4th. Yesterday's rainfall pushed the total for the month over the 2-inch mark already for the Annapolis region, and while today will be better, there's still a chance of some additional showers, and it now looks like we'll even have to wait one extra day for sunshine to return as clouds and a few lingering showers might show up Friday before this slow-moving area of low pressure finally moves off the coast to the east. But the weekend still looks sunny, and next week looks even better. Look for more clouds today with a chance for a few additional showers, primarily in the PM hours, with highs in the mid to upper 50s to be followed by more of the same Friday, with temperatures maybe only in the low to mid 50s for PM highs, along with breezy winds out of the north, ahead of sunny and breezy skies this weekend with highs in the mid 50s Saturday and near 60 degrees Sunday. As for next week, it looks like sunshine and 60s and 70s at least through Wednesday, so let's just get through two more days of this early April malaise before a return to nicer weather for the region. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
Every week, makers, crafters, and educators hold events all over the area. Highlighting some of those, here's our Maker Minutes, brought to you by Annapolis Makerspace.
Hey, this is Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes. Tonight through Sunday is the 12th annual Annapolis Film Festival, hosting some amazing films, as well as some of the actors and filmmakers involved. Head on over to AnnapolisFilmFestival.com for more information. At Chesapeake Light Craft in Annapolis, all next week they're making Jimmy Skiffs, and registration is open for other upcoming classes, making Annapolis Wherries, Shearwater and Wood Duck Kayaks, and more. At Knits and Pieces off of Bestgate Road, on Monday they have another Learn to Knit session, and registration is open for their second Saturday skills class in Magic Loop, as well as XL Amigurumi, knitting or crocheting jumbo stuffed animals. At the Creative and Performing Arts of South County in Edgewater, Saturday, check out their plein air painting and drawing class. At London Town Gardens in Edgewater, Saturday and Sunday, check out their Living History Days, where they'll be showing off colonial fiber arts demonstrations. At Whole Foods in Annapolis, today the Half Pint Kids Club is doing fruit tacos, with one session at 11 a.m. and another at 1 p.m. Then on Tuesday, their Half Pint Kids Club is doing pigs in a blanket. At Art Farm in Annapolis, today there's Mending Our Stories, learning mending techniques using various materials and media. Also tonight, check out Needling the Night Away, a monthly sewing circle, and their Kids Art winter and spring semester continues, with Kids Art School sessions today, Saturday, and Monday, as well as today being a mixed media class for ages 10 through 13, Monday a digital cartooning class, Tuesday there's pencil, chalk, ink, and watercolor for ages 10 through 13, as well as an experimental art club for ages 10 through 13. At the Anne Arundel County Public Library System this week, today Odenton's doing Stomp Rockets, Edgewater has a family STEM night doing space science, Glen Burnie has their Thursday night art club, and Odenton has upcycled textiles, denim edition. Tomorrow, Discovery's Library at the Mall has a pre-K art party, and Glen Burnie has a Lego club. On Monday, Deal has their Nature Explorers club, Odenton has beginning crochet, and Severn has a family art night, taking inspiration from Palestinian artists. On Tuesday, Glen Burnie has Little Engineers Constructive Play, Severna Park has Stitching in the Stacks, and Severn has an open craft night. And on Wednesday, Eastport Annapolis Neck is making garden stepping stones, as well as hosting their cookbook club, with the theme being 5 ingredients or less. Also on Wednesday, Edgewater has their National Robotics Week tech tryout, as well as a robotics demonstration from the South River High School robotics team. And up at Unallocated Space in Severn, tonight is their virtual happy hour, as well as an embedded programming from Level 1 to using STM32 Blackpill MCU. On Sunday, they have a Lego day. Monday is a project night, and then on Wednesday is a Locksport night with Maryland Tool, as well as their weekly open house. If you have any questions about the Annapolis Makerspace, the Maker Minutes, or any of these events, feel free to contact me at trevor@makeannapolis.org. You can find links to all these events at the Annapolis Makerspace website, also at makeannapolis.org. Whether you're making art, software, sawdust, or just a mess, chances are you're already a maker. This has been Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at IonAnnapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.